today is Tuesday, March 19th. We're talking about the record-breaking flooding still hitting the Midwest hard, and what will be the strongest supercomputer in America. Plus, what to know about SpaceX, MySpace, remember that, and the newest kind of candy. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The Midwest is bracing for more rain and more flooding this week and throughout the spring. This is on top of the already historic flooding the area has already seen this week. The water has breached dams and levees and cut off some towns, turning them into islands. The Weather Channel says 200 miles of levees have been compromised. Today, Vice President Mike Pence is expected to visit Nebraska to survey the damage and meet with local leaders there. That state has seen the worst flooding in 50 years. Governors of Nebraska, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa have either declared emergencies or a disaster, which will help them get additional resources. So why is this happening? AccuWeather says it's from a combo of recent heavy rain plus a sudden thaw of snow and ice. At last check, the National Weather Service says millions of people in more than a dozen states are facing flood watches and warnings. There's been another shooting to tell you about, this time in the Netherlands. A gunman opened fire on a tram yesterday morning, killing three people and hurting five others. Authorities say it's possible this was a terrorist attack, but it's not clear just yet. The AP reports a Turkish immigrant was arrested, and right now there's no proof this attack was linked to the one just days earlier in New Zealand. By the way, in New Zealand, lawmakers did agree, in principle, to move forward on reforming gun laws there. The Washington Post says the plan is to crack down on semi-automatic weapons. A dead whale washed up to shore in the Philippines, and it had almost 100 pounds of plastic in its stomach. Researchers say that's the most plastic they've ever seen inside of a whale. NPR reports most of it was plastic bags. Environmental activists are calling for governments to do more to keep people from using the ocean as a dumpster. A new supercomputer is in the works, and it could help with everything from climate predictions to cancer research. Intel and the U.S. Department of Energy say they're teaming up to create what they're calling Aurora, America's first exascale supercomputer, which basically means it's capable of processing one quintillion calculations per second. As Business Insider puts it, if every person on Earth did one calculation per second, it would take us all over 4 years to do all the calculations this new supercomputer can do in just 1 second. It's set to be complete in 2021 and be the most powerful computer in the U.S. and possibly the world. More news coming up, but first a quick break for today's sponsor, Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription service that delivers personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. To get started, you simply take one of Care Of's easy online quizzes. It took me only about 5 minutes. It asks about your diet, your health goals, and your lifestyle. And from there, you get recommendations made just for you. So it takes the guesswork out of figuring out which vitamins and supplements you should be taking. And I love that the results lay out the reason Care Of chose each vitamin and supplement. It even shows the research behind each one so you can choose to say yes or no and feel confident in all the choices. And say goodbye to a bunch of different bottles each morning. You get cute little daily packs delivered right to your door each month, so it's perfect for the busy person on the go. Plus, I love that a portion of every sale goes toward the Good Plus Foundation, which provides prenatal vitamins to pregnant women in need. And one more thing. You can get 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, yes, half off, by going to takecareof.com and using the promo code newsworthy50. Again, for 50% off your first month, go to takecareof.com and enter newsworthy50. Now back to the news. It's the first prototype of Starship, the launch system SpaceX hopes will eventually take people to Mars. And tests of the prototype are expected to start as soon as this week. SpaceX calls the prototype Test Hopper. Business Insider says Test Hopper can't actually launch into space, but it will test out some hardware and ideas that SpaceX needs to create Starship. Musk hopes Starship will reach orbit as soon as next year and send its first crew around the moon in 2023. As for Mars, Musk is at least hoping for 2024. By the way, Starship used to be known as just Big Falcon Rocket. Remember MySpace? Well, it apparently deleted 12 years worth of users' content by mistake. The Guardian reports if you posted any music, photos, or videos to the site before 2016, it's likely gone. The company blames it on a faulty server migration project. Music took the biggest hit, and Gadget says about 50 million songs were deleted. Remember, MySpace was once a huge music platform. Oh, and multiple reports say this actually happened a year ago, but MySpace is just now telling us about it. Facebook wants to give users more local news, but it's having a hard time finding it. Last year, the company started a service called Today In. The service collects news stories from local outlets. It's working for users who live in cities with local news stations and newspapers, but the social media site found 40% of Americans actually live in cities where there wasn't enough local news. So Today In isn't very useful in those so-called news deserts. Facebook says it's trying to fix this issue. Axios reports the company plans to share research with academics to figure out a solution and give out grants to people who could help. He's known as the Candy Man and is the creator of the Jelly Belly Jelly Bean. Well, now he's starting a new company, Jelly Beans Infused with CBD. Remember, that's a compound found in marijuana plants that can affect you but doesn't get you high like THC does. MarketWatch says the former owner of Jelly Belly is now making the CBD-infused jelly beans in nearly 40 flavors. Some evidence has shown CBD can help with things like anxiety, but there can also be side effects. The FDA has said putting CBD in food and drinks is technically still illegal, but that hasn't stopped some companies. In fact, the new kind of jelly beans have already sold out for now. And that's it for today. Thank you so much again for listening and for sharing the show. A quick note to all the newsworthy insiders. If you have not yet received an email from me, please know it was sent to the email address connected to your payment. So it might be an older email you don't use anymore. We are happy to update your information. Just let us know. And all the newsworthy coffee tumblers will be sent out by the end of the month. If you still want to become a Newsworthy Insider to support the show and get your swag, just sign up at thenewsworthy.com/insider or look for the link in the episode description right in your podcast app. A big thank you in advance. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.